420 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the inventor of the daddy candle, where you can just bring any form of DNA of a parent, a hair follicle, skin cell, and that candle will be created in what that person's sort of skin would smell like. And it's a scented candle that can be enjoyed for hours. This technology obviously was extended onto mom and hey, Grammy, as well as come here, boy, for different pets and relatives. And, you know, I've sort of created a revolution of using DNA to just sort of bring tangible features of maybe the people who have passed on to the forefront. Some have called me a genius. I just call myself a billionaire. I am Sophia Alexandra. Thank you for having me.
What was the first candle that you made smelled like?
The first candle that I made that smelled, it was after my second grade teacher.
And it was called?
It was called Miss Aiken.
And yeah. What does Miss Aiken smell like?
Sort of like baby powder and the car air freshener Black Ice.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations on your success.
I mean, it was very specific. I did not do well with that scent. I'll be really honest with you. And that's when I realized, wait, there might be something better. Because someone said, well, if just because you dug up her, you know, coffin to get some DNA to make a candle with it, couldn't you just do that where people give you, you know, other people's DNA? And I was like, yeah, maybe that's a better business idea.
But also, did anyone tell you that DNA doesn't smell?
I know from there, you know, I look, this is what the guy told me. I mean, they smell pretty good. So look, I don't care. I don't tell my customers though.
Hello. I am.
Hi.
I am the inventor and CEO of, semen candles, candles where you bring in the semen of of a friend, a partner, a relative that's still here or passed away, and we put the semen in the candles, and you know, it smells like semen. So it's me, Miles of Gray.
Hi. Now, I was gonna say, I've heard about this, and you were in trouble because it sounded like you were just taking viable sperm samples and then just selling them on the black market. And then they said all of your candles have the same smell of ginkgo trees or wet flower, was sort of like the foundational odor for the candles. What do you have to say about that? Were you just harvesting sperm?
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. And this is 420 Day Fiancé.
A podcast where we discuss our favorite show, 90 Day Fiancé, and all of its various iterations. Mm-hmm. And in this particular episode, we are talking about 90 Day Fiancé, the OG. And
OG
this
Kush.
Is, episode two.
Season eight, mm-hmm. episode two.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you. Yeah,
shame on
us.
You.
Yeah, fuck you, actually. What the fuck? Shame on you.
This is
what
rude.
The fuck? Who was that?
Who wrote that?
Who the fuck was that? Who are you? Have you ever seen like a fight go down in a nightclub and then there are white girls where then their self-defense is just to scream, oh my God, who are you? Who are you? And that's a very vivid memory of
no,
that happening a lot.
But I've They're seen like, fights where white girls yell, do you know who the fuck I am?
Well, that, yeah, that's very common. I'm did you ever do that? Did you ever say you know who I am?
No.
I don't think I'll ever be that confident.
I am.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, rather than like being like, you know who I am, like, do you know how long I've been struggling to figure out who I am? That's so lengthy, I would run. Because I'm like, no, this person's gonna tap into a dark
energy.
They
have nothing to live for.
If you just give me an explanation like that, like you're like, hey man, leave me alone because you want to know something. I haven't slept, not sitting upright in a chair for the last 16 years, motherfucker. Okay, you know what?
Truth is out there.
I don't know what that means, and I don't want to find out what that means. So, you're right. I shouldn't have cut you in line here at this Chick-fil-A. So let's talk about this. Let's just get into it because they are so.
This is a good episode.
This is a good episode. And there is some stupidity all around that is just so great. All kinds of toxicity, all kinds of itties. And it's happening. Brandon and Julia, or Julia. He's still calling her Julia.
You know, there's still no respect. Herself as Julia, so that's fine, I guess. She just isn't ever going to be her real self around him. That's cool.
Wow. Okay. So just take a sip of that. That's just actually just a call be yourself penalty. Because come on, Julia, you know, just embrace it. They have one of these like horny puppy relationships at first, because what we see is last episode we picked off with or left off with his mom being like, she needs to be on BC. Or it's a wrap, and was calling a gynecologist and shit, making appointments nobody asked for. And then now we have the actual pickup where she's arrived, and they are fucking making out. Like,
I mean, the amount of kissing that she was comfortable with doing in front of the parents, just like right off the bat, was such a power move.
Even before that,
because the mom is so all over her son and like just riding his dick, just fucking his entire life. Ugh. That to see Julia just land and immediately just take over, I was like, that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yo, she let shots fucking fired, because I'm saying before that, she fucking torpedoed her luggage cart into the mom. She ran pushing the cart and then didn't stop it. She just let go to hug up on Brandon, and they hit one of the parents like, oh, fuck. Oh, okay. And she's like, oh, wow. So, you know, I like when, because Julia knows what time it is. And it's interesting when we see these relationships where like it's like Terminator style, where they're like, mother identified, Oedipal complex identified, must destroy mother, you know, like. This happened with Colty and his last lady. What was her name? Jessica?
After Larissa? Yeah, Jess.
Right? Yeah. And anyway, so like where you know she's like, okay, my enemy is the mother because they're still a child and they are just still attached to the mother. I have to, you know, cleave it off. This is, whew, she has that. She's ready.
Oh, man. The fact that in Yulia's first talking head, she says that the mom just immediately wants to like take him to dinner. And she's like, fuck off. I've been in America for 5 minutes. I was like, I like her so much.
Yeah, she really doesn't give. It's fun. I mean, I really want to know what happened in France. I think it was fucking epic, you know, because it, you can tell like with the luggage cart, the makeout, the fuck dinner, like I need to screw kind of energy she had like in front of his mom. I just, there's so much more there that I want to unpack so fucking rapidly, because I'm like, come on now, what the fuck happened? Like, because it ain't just about this tug of war, like, you know, some shit went down, but I need to know. But yeah, she just says I need 5 minutes, you know, when they get to the hotel, because his mother's like, okay, well, can you be quick? Because we have reservation, and it's, you know, just as quickly as you can. I mean, we can buy a little bit of time, but you know, we have to get down there. So if you cannot
also
talk.
This bitch is meeting them downstairs at the hotel lobby. Get the fuck out of here with your reservations. Oh yeah, yeah. The fucking Hyatt can't accommodate you. Fuck out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, because again, as Brandon says, he's like, yeah, my mom's all about the cock block and she's pretty fucking good at it. And it's like, my man, you need to figure that out then. Like, figure out a way to free yourself from your mother being the gatekeeper to your, you know, coitus.
Free your cock and the rest will follow.
cock blocking. Wrote a song about it. Like, to hear it, here it goes.
Free but your cock. Real. And the rest will follow. Just let me choose.
Woo. My mother tells me when I can fuck no Anyway.
Before you can fuck me, you gotta learn how to ignore my mom.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Zoom call just asked if I was playing music. That's a new feature. Well, thank you, Zoom call,
you know
for recognizing.
That means, those vocals were profesh.
I mean, look, was I hitting those little chords, those little
hell
arpeggios?
Yeah, you
maybe
were.
I was. I don't know. Maybe I black out on the mic like Jay-Z. Maybe I'm blacked out on weed. I don't know. But apparently this gets recorded and people listen to it. So, yeah. The other thing is, that, like you're saying, the fucking restaurant is in the fucking lobby. You're going to the hotel restaurant, which is kind of a...
Why are you making them rush? This bitch flew here from Russia, you're not, or Ukraine. You're not going to let her have 30 minutes in the room? The only polite thing is to let her have at least an hour.
No,
and
Julia's
half,
from Russia.
She's from Russia. It's Yada.
It's Natalie and Yada.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. That are two.
Ukraine. I'm just saying, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
You can really calm yourself.
It's
okay.
She's
so horny for her son. It's so gross.
It's, I mean, in a way, like.
No, it's not.
But because the mom's around, it's kind of like. Like
the
a
mom
cat started
is
doing a
hairball. The hairball that is being thrown up by a cat. And it's sad to me that the dad has like tried to make himself make like feel like he's on board with this journey when it's clearly like the manic fucking, like, I say this again as a bipolar person, but the manic pursuit of her son and like his life is just insane.
Yeah,
and
there's
some... like, I'll back her up. I guess I have nothing else to do. She wants to fuck our Brandon.
Well, that dinner gets fucking weird. So when they go to the fine dining restaurant in the lobby, you know, they have their time to begin talking, saying, oh, it's gonna be cool, you're living here. Wow. And then you know, the mom just hits her with out of nowhere. So yeah, we're just letting you know. Y'all are going to be sleeping in different rooms, not together. We thought you need to have your own room. And so, because y'all not going to be fucking in our house, basically. That's what's up. That's what mommy's saying.
Also, no one's even ordered yet. And
right.
This isn't your news to give, okay? He knows you cock-blocked him. Just let him tell her, damn.
Yeah, well, you know what?
So
If Julia can pull up like that with the fucking luggage cart and jam her with it and then suck on her son's face in front of her like that, she's going to be like, she's going to chest pass it right back to her dinner. Like, hey, what you think about that, ho? You got your own room. Ha ha. Remember, you in mommy's world. I will always win. And you will lose when you step in the ring with me. That's what she's kind of, you know, she's laying it down like that. Is, you know, we'll see what kind of powers does she have. Is she Debbie levels? Like, because Debbie can play it cool. You know, she keeps, I'm in the
honey, she's no Debbie.
Yeah, but.
She's in the CIA, honey. She's
Debbie got you. I got something for you. You know what I mean? You're coming. That's how you get popped, ma. Coming too aggro with it like that out the gate. You know what I do with cult? I slow poison a bitch. You know
they
what
call
I mean?
Me Red Velvet. Horrible Redenbacher. Because I pop. Your ass.
Because I guess you're popping out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Honestly, don't fuck with me because you will get stitched up like a rag doll. Okay. So we'll see what the mom is like. But when she hits her with the you will be sleeping separately, Julia is kind of like, I'm confused and looks at Brandon. It's like, explain. Like, did you hear what your mom said? Your mom is getting in the way again.
I just love it that the mom is like, I'm going to put you on the spot. She's like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and put Brandon on the spot.
Yep, hot potato. Yep. And then, yo, his dad needs to fucking relax. He really fucking spiked the football in his son's head when he's like, oh, man. So, yeah, it sounds like he wasn't honest with you. Shame on him. Shame on him. Huh? It's like, yo, shut the fuck up, dad. What the fuck is that?
Whose side are you on?
What the fuck? What's going on? That's why I'm like, either these are both things can be true. They are just the most overbearing fucking parents ever. And also the relationship is all kinds of bad where like they're just trying to sabotage it like as best as they can. But, you know, it's all his mom knew from the get-go that she was establishing dominance by buying the plane ticket there and paying for this weekend because that she has Brandon in a box like immediately when saying like, okay, well, he's like, yeah, well, I guess it's her house, you know, like, so, you know, we kind of got to respect that. So, you know, that round goes to my mom. Sorry, Julia. But
two things about that. One, is if I'm 20 fucking 7 years old, and my mom tells me to not sleep in the same room as my fiance, I would just laugh until I slept in the same room as my fiance. It's just Brandon's such a fucking soft, like, no spine having dude. It's just really pathetic.
Right. I mean, how does...
He didn't say one damn thing during the entire talk.
No.
I mean, even when the mom went all crazy with part two with the birth control, we're not even getting there yet, but he was silent. And he's like, oh, I just don't know what I could have said. How about no, mom? The reason she walks all over you is because you don't stand up for yourself. And it's sad.
Do you think that she could have just, like, and what you're saying is you'll laugh your ass into that bedroom. And you're like, who's going to stop me? Who going to tell me what to do?
For not real. You. What's she going to do? Pull her out?
That's what I'm curious about. Like if Julia goes there with it and is like, oh, I'm in here, mom. I'm in here. Do something.
I just
now.
At dinner would have been like, with all due respect, I am a 25-year-old woman that's going to marry your son.
But here's the thing. Then it's like, with all due respect,
get
your own place.
Where I sleep. And then I'd be like, okay, Brandon.
Which is kind of what Julie's doing. She's like, okay, so here's the deal. So are you going to tell your mom that that's how it's going to be? He's like, well, you what? What? Okay, well, then you need to figure out where the fuck we're going to go. And he's like, well, you know, I got to save money now. It's going to be bad. And
he's so
him siding with his mom is not good. But we'll see. But she, like, Julia's saying, she's like, I'm ready for a fucking fight. She's like, what do you say? I'm like 100% ready for fighting or something was like her phrase. So I'm like, yo, there's energy coming into this that we're not seeing that I have to know about because she came knuckle up. Also, fucking tonight for Brandon because of that, she says.
I love it. No, she goes, you don't have to worry. Oh, because the mom is like, yeah, by the way, so what are you doing about fucking and protection and whatever? And Julia's like, are you kidding me? First of all, Russians aren't really like, let's like get intimate first time out, you know?
Right.
We're not that people anyway. But it's especially weird when it's your fiance's mom and it's your first time hanging out and this bitch wants to know what you're doing when you have sex.
Yeah.
That is outrageous.
She's just doing a very, very polite way of saying, so where does he come when you have sex? Are y'all really giving it up to God? Are you
stomach?
Where does he finish?
Situation?
Is it a back?
What we doing?
What's going on? Is he shooting up the club? Let me know. I don't know. And that's what I need to know as a concerned mother if he's blasting it from the inside. Okay. I'm concerned.
Oh. I need to know what that popcorn ceiling is made of.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm just going to give you the title right there. Let that one sit right there and marinate. Okay, let's take a quick break so I can laugh off my very hard right now. We'll be back.
20-day fiance. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Do you have anything to add to Brandon and Julia? Julia?
Nope.
No? Okay. Then let's move on. Let's move on to one of our favorite locations. The Pacific Northwest, where hearts are about to be thrown into the trash. Now, I know I said this was a good episode, but I just remembered what happened. And this is actually not a good episode.
There's this actually episode is a tragic. Wrinkle in what you think is not a good thing.
Okay.
But let's.
I like this. I'm just gonna give my first reaction. I'm not saying it's a good measured response to what I'm seeing or I'm thinking about what I'm going to say. I'm just going to let my feelings come out right now, because it starts off with Mike asking Uncle Bo to leave the house. He's saying, "You get out, Uncle Bo. You get out. You get.
You get.
You get, Bo.
Get.
You get on out of here.
You go, Uncle Bo.
No fucking pancakes or waffles. You get, Bo.
Sundays ain't our day no more, Bo."
Oh, so he kicks Bo out. Now my first instinct is cancel this whole fucking show. End it now. Just drop the bomb. Please send the meteor now to Earth and end this, God, because I can't. Bo, it was so fucked up to watch. It was one of the more emotional things I think I've seen. You know, just when I thought like Kenny and Armando, like they were giving us some depth. Sumit was giving us some wild depth. There was something here that I think, like, even without knowing any backstory, you could just make this a gif and you would cry. Is to see Bo processing Mike's explanation of having him leave the house.
And just packing and this line, in a couple weeks, I hope we can get you back in here, Bo. At least in the barn. Wow, did you just say that to a person?
Oh my God. I mean, to be fair.
And then we find out that Uncle Bo is actually his cousin.
Right.
There's a lot of feelings in this episode.
Well, whatever. I mean, who doesn't have, I mean, you know, I have uncle, you know, I have same shit like that. Or generationally, like that's how it feels. And I don't know. You don't like that? You don't like that Uncle Bo is actually cousin Bo and he's 50? Is that too much for you to handle?
I felt lied to. But here's the thing.
We have to draw the line somewhere.
As I was crying over Uncle Bo getting the boot, I got a message from one of our K1s, which said, and it breaks my heart to say this, that Bo is a criminal with a very long rap sheet that involves, I guess, domestic.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
We are very mad because even someone as pure as Bo has gotten ruined for us.
See, I was right when I said cancel the show. Cancel the show. We have no heroes. And he wasn't a hero anyway. And don't worry, the reason I'm the thing I'm getting laser removed, that tattoo, is not an Uncle Bo tattoo. Just so you know. But no, you cannot look at it. And I will make the technician sign an NDA about what the tattoo was. But never get a tattoo of people on the show, is what I'll say to my K1s.
Okay, my tattoo is of a stack of pancakes. And in the pancake on top, the blueberries spell, I love Bo.
Oh, yeah.
The fuck am I going to do with that?
Well, now you can put like I lobe boobs or something. I don't know. Just figure it out.
I guess it's going to have to be like a stack of quarters or some shit. It's going to look stupid.
Yeah. Well, look. Mistakes were made. That's what we'll say. So let's get to Natalie, because Natalie, well, we're jumping to her. She's about to leave. She's going to leave her mother, Nadia, who is still such an angel. Please don't tell me anything about Nadia. If you have any kind, I don't want to
hear. I don't know anything and I don't want to know because she's an angel in heaven.
I will straight up stop the steal, revert to my own reality. I'll be like, I don't care. Nadia is what? An angel from heaven. Okay. She reminds me of like someone I know in this way. It's weird. It's so energetic. That's so familiar about her. I don't speak Russian, but I know everything she's saying. You know, I understand what she's trying to tell me. And
I do know Russian, and I just closed my eyes and I was like, hell yeah.
I'm gonna learn Russian just to understand.
She's giving me life right now, because just like the way she cares and her like sweet, soft, like hovering around you, but like with love and not annoyance. And they're just kind of enveloping you and they're like, oh, I just want to make sure you know everything's going to be okay. And like, you can have a great life. And like, don't worry about me. Of course, I'll miss you. But, you know, it's just, this is for the best. God damn, how cute are all of her little, like, adorable cluckings that she.
Yeah. Because, like, every subtitle felt like a self-help poster. You know, like, so every time I would read it. And it was just, I don't know what they were, but everyone felt like nourishment. That they were like, don't worry, everything will be all right. It's just the beginning. I believe you will be okay. I'm like, yes, uh-huh. I believe you. I believe I will be okay. Thank you. I needed that. She's just so pure. And she wants the best for her daughter naturally. So, you know, that's nothing new.
It's freaking cute. And just Natalie's love for her mom, where she's like, my mom just like sees everything. You know, right. I can be mistaken, but not my mom. She's my mom. And I was like, that is so cute. They're so close.
Yeah.
Single mom and only daughter. You know, I feel that.
I know exactly. You're riding hard, which is also funny because like whenever there's daddy's girls, you're like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Yeah, fucking I'm just nonsense. So jealous. I'm like, whatever.
Fuck that. What does that even fucking mean? All right. You want to fuck your dad? So Nelia, we love you, Ma. You're fantastic. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But so then she gets on a plane. She's heading to Seattle to meet up with Mike to go to Squim, Washington. And she lands. And it's time for, you know, her arrival. Because she has touchdown in this area. And, you know, Mike seems actually happy when he picks her up. They do seem, in this one moment, it looks very different than what the energy they've been giving us on these FaceTime calls, where they're like, yeah, maybe I'll be there. I don't know.
Okay, but I was just entirely distracted by that her long-ass bag. I was like, what is she got with her? I was like, skis, a longboard? What is she packing for? And then we found out it was a snowboard.
Which didn't seem like a protective case, though.
Still weird, because, I mean, I remember emigrating. I don't remember us being like, do we have any items of leisure we shall bring for our leisure activities in the new country? And they're not like rich. So it's just weird to me that that's like one of the things that she's like, I need this to start my new life with Mike.
Well, she says she's pretty active, you know? So like, yeah, I remember in that last season, I think she's had, you know, I think it's one of those things where she had a free snowboard. And she's like, fuck it, man. I ain't never use it. If I'll ever do it, I guess I'm living in some snowy ass place in Washington. I might use it there. You know, I could see that. No? Did you ever have a free snowboard? I wish I got a free snowboard. I never got a free snowboard.
I don't know
how. I really wish.
I don't know how to do any winter sports.
Oh, it's a shame. You really should. It's where you close deals. You really got to get that together. So when she gets there, he gives her purple flowers, and she does not like that.
They're not even purple, although purple flowers are really nice. I love them.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with purple
flowers? Like, I don't understand. Really offended, like she thought that the purple like was actually his way of being like, I actually think you're a cunt. I'm like, what is your problem?
Oh, purple flowers? Okay, well, fuck your mother in the ass too.
Exactly. Like,
what?
It made no sense.
You brought me, you don't know what it means to greet someone who's moving somewhere with purple flowers? That's a death kiss, you piece of
Tell me you're not going to give me the ring back. Just tell me that.
Yeah. Don't give that's me right.
Purple fucking flowers.
Well, she gave him the ring, you know, so sorry.
She gave it back to him, and now he got her purple flowers. So I think we know we made the mistake there.
Yeah. So he got the purple flowers, and he also got a ballin' ass hotel suite.
Really fucking nice. That was the suite with a kitchen and shit.
Yeah, it's called Beecher's Loft. I actually looked it up because I was like, what the fuck is this thing?
It's nice and, as hell. I wanted to go there.
Yeah, it's just right there. At like Pike Place Market. You got the sign right there. And you can Instagram the fuck out of it. I don't know how much it costs. It's like one of those things where it's like, if you're interested, give us your fucking information first.
Oh, like, no, right, I don't like that. That's a bad
thing. I'm like, well, if it's like that, like, oh, if you're going to be stupid about it, just like tell me, fool. Like, I could afford it probably. So what the fuck, yeah, bro? Yeah,
it's on you. Let me tell you.
And
I can't pay it. You tell me what it costs.
Exactly. Don't worry about me. Worry about you. How much is it? The thing that it comes with, though, is a Beecher's cheese basket. So
I saw that. The cheese looks really good. Because
it's right above. Well, Beecher's cheese, bro. Shout out to us. If you're in Seattle, bro, like, I love your cheese. You know what I mean? Love your cheese. Love cheese. I love what you do over there. Love Beecher's Loft. Give us a call. Let's do a live episode there when everything blows over, huh? Let's close that on the slopes.
That'd be fucking dope.
What do you think now of the, I don't know, the, like, is this going to last? Because they feel mostly good. He says he's got his debt under control. He's got the ballin' ass suite. How long is this going to last? Is this stupid of him to go that far? Is it, you know, I don't know. Like, everything was just like, come on, yo. What are y'all doing here? What are y'all doing here?
Well, he said he paid down a lot of debt. And he was like, this is kind of like a reward and like a treat for all the hard stuff we've been going through, blah, 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 blah. I can see she's really appreciative of the room, unlike she was of the flowers. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he did good.
Yeah.
We'll see how long this lasts.
I think it'll last very not long. It's going to be chaos. I mean, it starts off, right? Like that scene with him, obviously we found out Bo is a good person. But like that he's already starting off from a place of hurt to accommodate her. So that you're already stacking the resentment deck. And that's going to be, you're going to have to burn through that first before you get to Mike, because he's still holding on to that, which I suspect is going to manifest into other things that he will begin to project onto the relationship. My honor. And that is the case of Mike. My honor.
My honor, the truth is out there.
100%. The truth is out there, as we all know.
Oof, all right.
That'll crush him. All right. Shall we move on?
Yes. Time for Hazel and Tariq.
Tariq. He was Tariq. It was weird. He was.
Yeah. I was like, which one is
he? He would call him Tariq before, and now he's Tariq. So I think he said Tariq. So he's Tariq now.
Yeah, why did
I think I'm always remembering her
before?
I think because that's how Hazel was pronouncing it.
Oh, okay.
And maybe, but I don't know if I ever heard anyone else say Tariq. No, maybe. Anyway, either way, he's 46. She's, I don't know how old, but I'll tell you this. He is a fucking rapper, and he got these motherfucking bars, man, that you don't even want to fuck with.
Oh, my God. That was the worst fucking rapping. And I say that as a white rapper named Independent Thought.
Right. It was, I don't know. It was something else.
That was so bad.
I think he said something like,
one of the things was a habanero.
Girl, you hot sauce?
Yeah. Girl, you hot sauce.
I think it was. He's like, girl, you that hot sauce. You that hot sauce. You know what I'm saying? Lemon pepper with the habanero. Yo, what's up? It's Tariq right now. I just want to shout out Hazel, girl. You know what I mean? You told me you was bisexual. I don't know if that means polyamorous. I'm very confused. Do you still want to be with me? I hope we can make it work. Because I know when we was in between things, I hit up someone named Minty. And I just want to make it right with you, girl. This intro is way too long to with me. Come on, give me the beat.
Yeah, where's the fucking song?
Oh, you know that I love you. Hazel, you got me feeling crazy as hell. What you do in my bell? When I found you on the internet, I wanted to have sex, and I made a bet with my brother that I couldn't smother a chick in the Philippines if I shudder at the thought of reaching out to you in the app. Then you asked me, do you have Cash App? I said, yes. How much do you need? You said, a lot. I said, okay, how much? You said, 50 G's. I said, damn, but that doesn't matter, even though I'm trying to raise my daughter. Okay, so the relationship is really something else. And I just want to give it up to him because, honestly, you're doing your thing, Tariq. Honestly, on the mic, I'm not going to hate. Because you have fucking bars, and I like any reference to hot sauce. I had to bring it back really quick.
This is the worst thing to happen to hot sauce since Hillary Clinton.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. That's a hot sauce in your bag bonus to you.
Swag.
13 million points. Swag, indeed. So, here's the thing. He's got lethal bars. He chops shit with a fucking ancient sword.
Okay. Oh my God. What the fuck was the sword sequence of him doing moves with the sword and then chopping zucchini with the sword?
No, that was too much. Like, I know I think he's being funny, but in a show like this, you just come off as like the dude who literally was like goes to Thailand once and you're like, oh, really? You know, the culture now is within me. So in the way of the Thai culture, I'm hitting things with a Japanese sword, but with Thai design, I don't know. It was all very confusing. All that to say is we've seen them before, this couple, like, and once he went to the Philippines, he was like basically trying to save her. And they've been engaged for 2 years this whole time.
Yeah, he sucks. I don't know.
Yeah.
He thinks that Hazel looks like the Asian version of Angelina Jolie.
You look like the Asian Angelina Jolie. Won't you get to know me? I am a dude who works in IT. I got benefits, you know. You can have dental too. You can get mental too. We can get mental too. If you get mental, then we do. I know that was mad ableist.
Okay, so I think he's a good rapper.
What about
I'm buying the album?
His necklace that says
Tarzell,
which is his couple name with Hazel.
It's kind of a Tarzell's got a thing, but it sounds like a sci-fi bad guy. Like it looks a little weird with the nameplate iced out necklace.
He is such a corndog O'Brien. I cannot. So bad.
Okay, so what about her talent or coming out to him as bisexual and what the relationship took on? So as he says, she says, yeah, so Hazel's bisexual, and now a lot of the time she's asking about the women in the U.S. and if there's hot girls in the U.S. that like she can hook up with. So he's trying to figure out if they're still together, but he's confused because he's kind of open, but he doesn't know if, like, I don't know if he's taking her being bisexual as being poly or what, or if that's what that means.
I love seeing a dumb dude just get taken.
Right.
He could look up what it means, but instead he's just going to get taken for a wild ride
by
Hazel, who's just like, yeah, that's what it means. I get to have a girlfriend now. And it's like, yeah. You do. That's the kind of relationship you guys agreed on, polyamorous one, which it doesn't seem like he thought that was what it was. But the whole idea that, okay, so they broke up for 2 weeks because he thought she terminated a pregnancy without telling him.
What was that?
The whole thing was just so bizarre. And then to, I guess, heal his broken heart, he starts seeing this chick within like 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, my honor.
Pardon me, my honor.
Okay.
And so, and then when Hazel finds out, she's like, okay, well, I want to see what she's like. Oh, wait, she's hot. Okay, now I want to holler at her. And then he's confused and he's like, I guess I should let you because I don't know anything. And then they all meet up in the Philippines. He said the first couple of days were amazing. And then Hazel got jealous and broke up with the other girl. And then I guess Minty. Vacation wasn't as fun as he had hoped.
Yeah.
Damn, girl, when you gonna let me hit? You just with Minty 69 and that's cool. I'll just chill in the corner and do my own thing. Cause I know you all said you needed your space. So I'ma just respect that.
Oh my God. I so badly wanted to be that Hazel is taking him for a ride just so she can get to the United States. And just be bisexual and have relationships with women without him.
I mean, because I think her whole thing is like she's just feeling liberated since she came out and she wants to explore that. And she's like, hell yeah, I'm going to go to the where it's a completely different vibe there. And I can be more myself there. So that's, you know, shout out to her. So
hopefully not using me. So you could just be in the sexual lab experimenting. But I'll be your lab partner. You can take all the credit. I will do all the work. While you fuck, I will jerk.
Okay. So shout out to Vitals on YouTube. I just searched Drake type beat. And that's royalty free. So shout out to him, a little exchange or the M, whoever you are, Vitals. But shout out to you for that Drake type beat. I was spitting over this whole time. Drake type beat, Rose Gold. Hey man, you know what I mean? I gotta shout out everybody who worked on the project. Vitals with Drake type beat. He's definitely feeling like an accessory at the moment.
Can we talk about his friend who, you know, I think is Boing.
What's her name?
I don't know. She's cute though. Oh,
see? Wow. You didn't even know her name. I don't either. I didn't look. I forgot to. I didn't write down half the people. If they wasn't the people in the thing, I don't know who they were.
Because you look down for a second. Minty,
because Minty's obviously.
That's a lot. I'm just saying, like, I don't have time for all that, like, all these other people. But this chick is mad cute.
And she looks at him crooked when he's acting stupid about the whole thing when he's explaining how he's like, well, you know, like, after 3 weeks, I kind of moved on to Minty. Like, how? whatever.
And then after they broke up with Minty on that like thruple vacation, he's like, oh, I guess I was just worried about the hurricane. So then I hit Minty up and I was like, I just want to know that you're good. And then I woke up and I had 14 texts from Minty. That's so crazy. And I didn't know what to do about that. It's like, bitch, he knew that was going to happen. Stop.
Right.
And
exactly.
His friend, I love her. She goes, so Hazel's not gonna like the fact that you checked up on the girl that she had broken up with, and you checked up to see how she was doing after she already had broken up with her. Then he's like, oh, when you put it like that,
right? He's messed up. This is going to be, this whole thing is going to be a mess, but good luck to them. What do you think the, how quickly from when she gets there to when she's like, dude, please leave me alone for a second. Like, I'm going to try to, I need to do my thing like without you for a second.
In the car on the way to the airport.
Damn, girl, I just picked you up. What's that? You are already matched on Tinder. Okay, I can take you to, what's this, Best Western? Well, that's kind of far from my place. Okay, I'm sorry. Please don't cry. I wanna make you happy. Please go to this Best Western and get that nappy dug out. So, good for you. Everything is going splendid.
Oh my fucking god.
I think it's a new, I think I could do a whole mixtape like that.
Yeah, you could and should.
Could and should, but just because you can doesn't mean you should.
No, you know? You should do it.
They were so busy trying to figure out whether or not they could, they didn't ask if they should. That's a
speaking of
Dr. Ian Malcolm bonus
is Rebecca and Zed.
Well, before we do that, actually, let's take a quick break and then we'll be back.
20 day fiance. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. So yeah, Rebecca and Zed. Damn, I wish Tariq was in this again because I could start rapping again. But
this
I guess
is pretty fucking
find a new way to rap.
Boring. No. The whole
yeah,
thing.
It's. I think the most interesting thing was when she went to go buy Zed a video game console.
Oh my god!
I think is the beginning for the end.
Yeah, I can't believe that she wanted to do that. And my favorite character, as you know, we have a long tradition on this show of stanning the customer service members that come into contact with the fuckery that is 90 Day Fiancé.
Right, just in awe.
We love that doula, the white woman with the dreads from seasons ago.
Oh, yes, yes.
We love that other clerk that was like in that secondhand store when
yes,
his face took her shopping for shoes.
Robert and Annie.
Yes. And now.
What's her face for there? Yep. And now we got video game.
Now we got the clerk at the video game store who very politely is not into whatever is happening with Rebecca and Zia. Because Rebecca just talks too much and weird. She could just be like, yeah, I'm here buying a system for my boyfriend. Do you know what's like good? Instead, she's like, yeah. So last time I bought a system, it was for my son who is 25. And the clerk is like, okay, so what kind of games does your son like? Well, actually this time it's not for my son. It's for this guy I'm smashing who is my son's age. Meow. Would you like to see photos of us doing it? It's like,
oh no.
Yo,
okay.
You did not need to tell her any of those stories. Just fucking ask for whatever her favorite.
Yo, so he's gonna want an Xbox anyway. So that's what I would recommend. Besides all that other bullshit you just said, lady. So buy that, please, and leave now.
And then when she gives the debit card, it has photo of Zed in it, and she's like, he's cute, right? And the look on on the clerk's face when she was just trying to take in his fucking frozen deer caveman and headlights look,
right,
and then she goes, yeah, it was such a
fucking- no fuck yeah, that's really really great card you have there, cool.
Yeah, it's sexy. Is he a model?
Well, everything was just sort of so forced, I think, in this specific section. Like,
the producers are really trying to make this
She's wearing a shirt with his face to go to the gym to be able to get the trainer to talk about Ziad or the thing. It's just like, I was like, okay, we're doing too much producers or whatever. And if this is how she is, more power to her, more Nintendo power to her, you know, absolutely. But the video game store people, they were throwing shade though. They were like, oh, okay. When she left, they were they were looking at each other like, did you see that shit just now? The fuck was she in? The fuck was that? She's someone, what? She could have just looked this shit up on the internet if she was really trying to be low key. But you don't have to be. So then we find out from Ziad that his visa interview ended very anticlimactic and he has to come back in a week.
It really wasn't interesting. The only thing that is worth noting before we leave them is the blanket that she has with her and his face on it. I mean,
right.
They have a long-standing tradition of putting each other's faces on one too many fucking things, but that blanket really...
I think it's because she came of age in a period where the put shit custom pictures on shit boom started, like in the 80s, like the late 80s and shit, where you could just... You could be like,
that's
what?
Like the ultimate. That's
grandma's
like the ultimate.
Face on a mug. And you're like, ah, I just love that. Because you lived in a world where that wasn't possible. And then you crossed over into that world where anything is possible. So that in that way, like, it's still very novel, you know, because like, you know, oh, I think that's so great. You could put, I put his face on a blanket. I put his face on a t-shirt. I put his face on my credit card. I put his face on a fucking bidet. What the fuck? This is so great. And I think
I love kissing in his mouth. That's why I got his face at the bottom of the bidet.
It's great. I got it on the toilet. I got it in the shower. I got it in the bathtub. I mean, I love it. But she really loves the custom shit. Like, that's her whole thing. So
it's truly embarrassing, that blanket.
I wonder how many people she's given gifts to like that. You know how, like, God, you know people right. who, like...
Who find a like, thing where, they love and then everybody gets it.
Yeah. Like,
that's
all
the book like, I like.
Right. They're like, oh, you got another copy of that? You're like, yeah, it's the fourth time she got it for me. It's kind of weird now. It's the same gift over and over. But yeah, other people are just sort of like, you know, it's going to be some kind of thing. Like, I know people who are like, it's going to be some kind of vibey crystal gift from this person. Like, that's just what they do. They're like, and you just keep it around. Like, it's okay that you don't believe in it, but like, just keep it around. You know, like, it can be decorative, but like, don't worry about it. Like, it'll be good. It'll clear the room.
Yeah, like, it'll do its thing whether you believe in it or not. You know, it's just going to be cleansing energy. It's like, it's just like good. It's like good back. Like, what's the harm? You know what I mean? You're
and
Gemini,
this is
right?
This is okay. Shungite, okay? And this is good for your cell phone. And I'm like, okay, well, I think I'm past the safe place of cell phone use. But anyway, okay. So all that to say, it feels very forced. And yawn, snooze. Shall we move on?
And that brings us to Yara and Jovi. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be
Jovi.
So fun going forward.
Jovi,
I sit next to Americans on plane, and Jovi, I see fat people before, but Jovi, not like this. Jovi, I won't hold the elevator door open. I just let it hit you, okay, with the bags. Jovi, is this plastic champagne glass? Okay, Jovi. Jovi, it is not clean here. Jovi, you expect me to just live in a place that is so dirty? Jovi, I need more of this. What does you say? Hunger?
I
need
yeah,
the hunger.
I'd get it for you if you could speak goddamn English. Hanger.
Okay, this one is on you. Okay, Jovi. Jovi, I don't like New Orleans. It smells like pee and throwing up, Jovi. Jovi, I don't want to sleep at your mom's. Jovi, if I don't like to do things that make me uncomfortable. Why should I, Jovi? Jovi, okay, what is better in America than Ukraine, Jovi? Name one thing.
Oh,
freedom of the press. Okay, name two things. Oh, okay. Oh, freedom of religion. Okay, name three things, Jovi. Oh, okay. You don't get your journalists killed all the time. Okay, Jovi, name four things.
She's
she's my favorite.
She's got it. Yo, she'll wear you down. She's got you. And she dude, poor Jovi. But like, yeah, you know what? This is, they're made for each other.
It's so funny.
He like can't care less, and she hates everything about him. So it just makes for really great. Yeah. And he's like, what? No. Like, what do you mean? You don't get blackout on Bourbon Street after like 30 hours of flying?
Yeah. What? He's such a piece of shit.
Coming off an Ambien? What? Okay, fine. I guess we won't go to see my friends and party on Bourbon Street. Like, sorry, I was just trying to do something nice. I guess we'll stay in and I'll have to drink champagne and drink a lot of it now.
And then she's like, Jovi, this is small. Jovi, this bedroom's small. I should stay in Ukraine, Jovi. This size Ukraine apartment, Jovi.
Oh, she wanted a big window.
Jovi, I said big window, but I didn't say in hell, Jovi. Okay?
Oh, I'm trying. This is a good place. Yara, I mean, it's a good place.
I thought America was dreams, and dreams don't smell like puke and pee.
Throw up, Jovi. Pee and throw up.
Throw up, Jovi.
Oh, I love the way she says Jovi. It's
Jovi,
so...
I say I meet your mom, but I didn't say I sleep and make myself uncomfortable, Jovi.
Why was she going to be? I guess, yeah, she'll be uncomfortable. I mean, that looks like already that when they tease the next episode, it looks like that's a bit of a head-to-head. Something might go down with Mom and Yara. We'll see.
Oh, she's such a bitch.
I like how she already, the first day, pulled out the all move back to Ukraine threat. Already.
Jovi, like, I don't care. Jovi, I go to Ukraine right now, Jovi.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Yara, what are you talking about?
Jovi, you have too many teeth, Jovi.
They're extra, but that's what ballers look like out here.
Can you trade some of your teeth for extra room in the apartment, Jovi?
No, I told you it doesn't work like that.
No, you have extra 22 teeth. Jovi, how many diamonds does this buy, Jovi?
I told you teeth aren't diamonds or worth money, Yara. It's not Jovi, like that book you
I
were reading.
I come from teeth economy, Jovi. How many teeth for Mercedes, Jovi?
I don't know. Maybe 43, I guess.
Okay, Jovi.
Is it an S class or an E class?
You still have 34 teeth left over, Jovi. Go ahead. Go ahead. Take out the 40 teeth, Jovi.
All right. I guess if you love me,
Okay, Jovi, I didn't say that, Jovi.
Oh, well, damn it. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, good luck to them. They get in a pissing contest real quick. Because it looks like it is gearing up to be a mess. This dude was just busting a claw in the AM. I saw that when they were about to go out. I mean, I don't know what time of day it was, but maybe he was pre-gaming. But he was already, you know, he's always has a drink in hand. So he's got a good one going at the moment. And I think it seems like it escalates, or we're just seeing more and more. But yeah, we could get a little bit dark.
And I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why we're here. It's as long as now, you know, we got to say goodbye to Bo. But, you know, at least now we have someone new.
I just wanted to like someone who loved candy and pancakes as much as me. Not too much to add.
Now you've got someone that loves hot sauce. I could watch you get your rocks off with another woman. I will be here. And you say I shouldn't expect anything in the way.
Hazel, invite me over to watch Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, man. Anyway, thanks for hanging out, everybody, for that episode. We'll be back tomorrow, you know, because we'll talk that Married at First Sight, because at least we're getting some delicious scraps there with Jamie and Elizabeth.
Oh, man, that's going to be some delicious fighting.
There's something wholesome about that. Something really wholesome about that one. It's because, you know why? It's because they're doing marriage and they have to be serious about it. This is video games, Jovi, on a 90-day fiancé. Married at First Sight, they're committing. Oh, could you imagine these people if these were Married at First Sight couples?
No.
I mean, you couldn't. That would be a show that would just be too chaotic for like the human experience, I think.
Yeah, it's too much pressure.
Okay. Anyway, Jovi, find us at the internet's different social media accounts at 420dayfiance on Twitter and Instagram, and also twitch.tv/420dayfiance. And 420dayfiance is a production of iHeartRadio. So for more of those, get the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay. And with that, it's been me, the SOFIYATHE. At the Sophia on IG and TIITER. Okay. At the Sophia, SOFIYA, if that wasn't clear, because
you told that I'm rapping all the time.
All the time is my dick that I'm grabbing.
I'll just be over here on my other podcast. You know what it is. Private Parts Unknown with my co-host Courtney Kosak, and also caught my album Father's Day, wherever you get your comedy albums.
And I have been Miles Gray. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And of course, on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist with Jack O'Brien. Every day, check it.
Boom. With that, we'll see y'all later. Peace and blessings, and
bye-bye.
Oh, 20 Day Fiancé. Yeah.